Everybody wants to improve their results. This is nothing new. But Chris McChesney knows how to do so efficiently. McChesney is the global practice leader of execution for Franklin Covey, acting as a consultant and general manager within the company. Since developing his four disciplines of execution practice, they have expanded all over the globe. Join us for the next 11 minutes as we figure out what they are and how organizations can see results through improved execution. Part 1, Learning 4DX. The real problem with execution. Any strategy you develop as a leader will automatically fall into one of two categories. 1. Stroke of the pen in which initiatives are executed by ordering them to be done too. Breakthroughs which require a change in behavior to create results. One of the biggest obstacles for your execution is going to be your day job. McChesney calls this whirlwind, and it's the energy required by you to keep your operation afloat each day. The four disciplines of execution is not going to manage your whirlwind or stroke of pen initiatives. That's not the point. They are methods that will help you accomplish breakthrough results on what matters most to you. Discipline 1, focus on the wildly important. Execution starts with focus, so it's important that you focus on what you believe will be your biggest difference maker. But how you apply discipline 1 will be different whether you are the leader of a frontline team or a leader of leaders. Once you determine your team's wildly important goal, WIG, there will be four rules to follow as a leader of leaders that will help you focus on your WIG. 1. No individual focuses on more than one WIG at a time. 2. The battles you choose must win the war. 3. Leaders of leaders can veto, but not dictate. 4. All DIGs must have a finish line. Discipline 2. Act on the lead measures. The second discipline requires taking the focus from before and channeling it through the few actions you think will impact your WIG the greatest. Lead measures lead to completing your WIG. It's also important that you know the difference between lead measures and lag measures. Traditionally, we focus on the lag measures like quarterly results and sales figures because they simply measure the goal, whereas lead measures foretell the result. They can be influenced and measure something that leads to your goal. Discipline 3, keep a compelling scoreboard. People play differently when they know the score. You need to make sure everybody knows the scoreboard so they can know if they are winning or losing. When people can see the score, they become more engaged with your WIG and seeing it fulfilled. When you can translate your execution board into a scoreboard, it will impact the team's performance in three different ways. 1. It provides a visual representation of the bet the team is making. 2. It signals to the team that winning matters. 3. It provides a counterbalance to the urgency of the whirlwind. However, there is a difference between you keeping the score for your team and your team keeping score. There is more of a connection and people will feel more involved as a whole. But if a team does not know whether or not they are winning, how will it know what to do in order to win in the first place? Discipline 4, create a cadence of accountability. The first three disciplines set everything up, but discipline 4 is where things actually happen. By this point, you and your team have ensured that the goal is achieved no matter what happens. But great teams need to have a high level of accountability so whirlwind doesn't take over and people don't lose focus. Traditionally, accountability points to a boring annual performance review. However, real accountability will inspire the team to play at their best. It will bring your team into the game, and the level of importance you place on your goal will reflect this. Preseason game? Nobody cares. Playoff game? It's win or go home. Part 2. Applying 4DX as a leader of leaders. Choosing where to focus. The purpose of 4DX is to direct focused energy through a critical breakthrough. But what should we choose as our primary WIG? It should be something that requires human engagement and a significant change in behavior. And the energy needed to change this behavior is going to have to come from the frontline teams of the organization. Consider the energy of frontline teams like a currency. It's your job to decide how you will spend that currency. When you eventually do create your WIG, there are four traps you need to avoid. 1. Creating too many primary WIGs. 2. Choosing a primary WIG that is too hard. 3. Creating a primary WIG that is aspirational, but not measurable. 4. Creating WIGs not aligned to the mission of the organization. Translating organizational focus into executable targets. Once you define your primary WIG, it's time to translate it into team WIGs at the front line. McChesney recalls three different examples in how he applied the four rules from Discipline 1. 1. In an organization where the teams performed different functions. 2. In an organization where the teams performed the same function. 3. In a small firm where few teams performed different functions. For all three, they identified the needed breakthrough result and then direct focused effort through 4DX into a primary WIG at the top and team WIGs at the front line. Getting your leaders on board. There are specific mindsets and skill sets that will help you in unifying leaders around a specific objective. Asterisk transparency mindset. Speaking to leaders with transparency shows and elicits respect. Asterisk understanding mindset. The key to influence is first to be influenced. Asterisk involvement mindset. People have to have their say, but they don't have to have their way. When you take these mindsets, there are 5 steps for applying them to the process of finalizing your WIG. 1. Ensure understanding of the primary WIG. 2. Respond to clarifying questions. 3. Be open to feedback. 4. Make a final decision. 5. Create team WIGs. Project execution with 4DX. Can 4DX be applied to projects where there are already principles of project management being applied? Of course, but first you need to determine whether your project should be a WIG. If you believe so, there will be some tweaks to how you will use 4DX. Discipline 1. The WIG for your project should have more definition than the traditional numeric operation WIG. Discipline 2. Your lead measures will be defined by milestones, and they should be spaced at intervals of between 2 and 6 weeks. Discipline 3. The team may need to visually remind themselves of the scoreboard. McChesney recommends the 4DX app, which does just that. Discipline 4. Your question for creating commitments should be, what are the 1 or 2 things I can do this week that will ensure we meet our next milestone? Sustaining 4DX results and engagement. While 4DX is able to produce breakthrough results, it should also sustain those results over a long period of time. McChesney offers a playbook that will help maintain your results after you celebrate achieving your WIG. 1. Establishing your cadence. Hold strongly to the cadence of your WIG, regardless of the demands of your whirlwind. 2. Fulfilling high-impact commitments. Create commitments that work on the system and set a high standard for following through. 3. Optimizing lead measures performance. Be able to challenge the lead measures of frontline teams. 4. Achieving lag measure, WIG, results. Hold the leaders of frontline teams accountable for performance and results. Part 3. Applying 4DX as a leader of a frontline team. What to expect? There is a difference in leading other leaders in implementing 4DX and being the leader of a frontline team where you need to implement 4DX with your own team. You're going to quickly find out that changing human behavior is very difficult, so McChesney put together 5 stages of change that you can easily recognize. 1. Getting clear. The leader and team commit to a new level of performance. 2. Launch. You launch the team into action on the WIG. 3. Adoption. Team members adopt the 4DX process and new behaviors drive the achievement of the WIG. 4. Optimization. The team becomes more purposeful and engaged in their work and they produce meaningful results. 5. Habits. 4DX becomes habitual and you can see a permanent rise in your team's performance. Applying Discipline 1. Focus on the wildly important. Choosing the right WIG for your team is critical. If you're focused on too many goals, you'll end up working on none of them because the work you put into each will be too small. This may be intimidating for leaders because they don't want to choose the wrong WIG, so McChesney put together a small checklist that will help you focus on what really matters. 1. Consider the possibilities. 2. Rank by impact. 3. Test top ideas. 4. Define the WIG. Applying Discipline 2. Act on the lead measures. Lag measures will tell you if you have achieved your goal, but lead measures will let you know if you are likely to achieve your goal. Your lead measures should be predictive of achieving the team WIG and influenceable by the team. But this can be easier said than done. Acting on lead measures can be difficult for 1 of 3 reasons. 1. Lead measures can be counterintuitive. 2. Lead measures are hard to track. 3. Lead measures are too simple. If you repeat the same 4 steps from the previous section, but instead define your lead measures in the end, you will be able to choose an effective lead measure for your WIG. Applying Discipline 3. Keep a compelling scoreboard. Even if you have already applied Disciplines 1 and 2, your team won't play at their best unless they are emotionally engaged. The 4DX app comes equipped with a digital scoreboard, but for some teams a physical scoreboard works better. For creating a physical scoreboard, consider the following. 1. Choose a theme, speedometer, bar chart, etc. 2. Design the scoreboard, keep it simple and easy to see. 3. Build the scoreboard, let the team build the scoreboard. The greater the involvement, the better. 4. Keep it updated. Make it clear who is responsible for the scoreboard and how often it will be updated. Applying discipline 4. Create a cadence of accountability. Without consistent accountability, your team will never play at their best. It's crucial that you hold WIG sessions so each team member can make personal commitments in order to drive the lead measures. WIG sessions should be held regularly with the intent of refocusing the team on the WIG and a fixed agenda like so. 1. Account, report on last week's commitments. 2. Review the scoreboard, learn from successes and failures. 3. Plan, clear the path and make new commitments. The missing ingredient. 4DX will create breakthrough results, but ultimately none of it is possible without the personal characteristics of the leaders themselves. These characteristics are consistent with leaders who achieve consistent breakthrough results. Humility, determination, courage, love. This book will help you achieve your wildly important goal, but above all else, love will be the greatest determiner of your success, and that's a legacy that can't be measured.